This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We have been doing a 4S, or four-step study of 1 Peter 2, Spread, Sort, Structure, and Summarize. As we summarize the final step in this study, there are two impact statements that capture what we have learned. Based on all Peter said we are, now that we have trusted in Jesus Christ, we are to live as free men. But do not use your freedom as a cover-up for evil. Live as servants of God. Verse 16. This reminds me of what Paul wrote in Galatians 5:13. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. In other words, we have been called into a life of responsible freedom. Living responsibly and enjoying freedom are not mutually exclusive. They are natural, complementary dynamics in the Christian life. Our tendency is to slip into extreme manifestations of either a rigorous legalistic life or a laissez-faire, anything-goes lifestyle. God wants us to enjoy the freedom to choose how we might better love and serve God and others. This might lead you into some situations where you will confront criticism, false accusations, or even opposition and suffering. That's when you need to remember another impact statement. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps. Verse 21. Let me suggest you memorize and apply these two impact statements found in 1 Peter 2, 16 and 21. And to review this message, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.